Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I am Ian, Julio Rivera. Julio Rivera is a 42-year-old male who reports he injured his right arm at work on 2-6-22. Period. He was cleaning out a truck while riding a pallet jack. Period. He accidentally struck it against another piece of equipment in the truck. Period. This threw his balance off and he held on to the pallet jack with his right arm. Nevertheless, he fell onto the forks of the lift. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn biceps. This was repaired surgically. He has completed a course of active treatment. New paragraph. Medical records show he was seen at Concentra on 2-7-22. Pretty described the previous day he was unloading and loading a truck and hurt his right biceps. Period. There was no pertinent past surgical history. Period. He was diagnosed by the physician assistant with a strain of the right upper arm and possible biceps tendon tear. Her plain x-rays. She referred him for an MRI of the humerus and placed him in a shoulder sling. Period. He returned on scratch that. He was then seen at WorkNet on 2-23-22. Period. And slight improvement from the initial injury. Period. He began to have bruising in the forearm. Period. This provider referenced the MRI results and simply stated it identified a right elbow strain. She quickly referred him for orthopedic consultation. Period. In a paragraph, in that regard, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. McAlpin on 3-7-22. Period. He was loading a truck and bumped into a pump jack that was in his way, which made his machine come to a sudden stop and throw him forward while he held on. Period. He then did fall onto his left arm while holding onto it with the right arm. Period. He had been to Concentra and WorkNet so far. Period. Dr. McAlpin's review of the MRI was that it showed abnormalities consistent with a partial to full thickness distal biceps rupture. Period. They discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. And it went preoperative clearance by Dr. Zucconi on 3-10-22. Period. On 3-11-22, Dr. McAlpin performed right bicep distal repair for a postoperative diagnosis of right biceps rupture and right biceps pain. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy on the dates described. Period. He saw a doctor. Scratch that. He saw a physician assistant who works with Dr. McAlpin on 3-21-22. Period. He noted a history of right index finger surgery for a deep splinter removal in 1988. But he also had hypertension controlled with medication. But this was his first post-operative visit. Period. He followed up with Dr. McAlpin through 6-27-22. Period. At that time, his arm was feeling better. Period was not working, but was attending physical therapy 3 times per week. Period examination of the elbow found full supination and pronation, but there was mild sensitivity at the incision site. Period the biceps is easily palpated within the cubital crease. Period his complaints of mild decreased sensation were expected. Period. He was encouraged to perform home exercises to build his strength and advised the sensitivity at the incision may linger for 9 months to a year and is consistent with typical scar tissue. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he wore a Bass Shops fishing shirt. Period. He relates his current position is easier than the one he held originally. Period. The controls now are more with his right hand and operated with the more difficult aspects of it using his left. Period. Extremities upper inspection revealed prominent olecranon processes bilaterally. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the right antecubital area that was keloid-like. Period. Motion of the left shoulder had crepitus consistent with his 2022 motor vehicle accident for which he continues to receive treatment. Period. Internal and external rotation were to 70 degrees. Period. Motion of both shoulders was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was symmetric at L1. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. He resisted right elbow flexion, but was otherwise 5/5. Hands, wrist, elbows, normal. Shoulders, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. Impressions. On 2/6/22, Julio Rivera was operating a pallet jack to clean out a truck. Period, it struck another piece of equipment and jolted him with the machine. Period, he held onto it with his right arm and fell onto his left. Period, the next day, he was seen at Concentra and initiated on conservative care. Period, he was quickly referred for an MRI. Period, he followed up at WorkNet on 2/23/22. Period. He then came into the orthopedic care of Dr. McAlpin. Period. Surgery was done on 3/14/22 to be inserted here. Period. He had physical therapy postoperatively on the dates described. Period. As of 6/27/22, Dr. McAlpin found a full range of motion about the elbow and discharged him from care. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the right antecubital area, but there was full range of motion about the right shoulder with no crepitus or tenderness. Period. There was crepitus and slightly decreased range of motion about the left shoulder that he attributed to a 2022 motor vehicle accident. Period. There was mild weakness and resisted right elbow flexion. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. New paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right arm. Period.